Tackling climate change and sluggish global growth, they're the two things that really dominated coverage of the G20 summit over the weekend. But there was another significant breakthrough too in that agreement in terms of acknowledgement of the importance of women in driving change. The final communique of the G20 leaders recognised that one of the biggest barriers to global growth is the persistently low level of women's participation in the workforce. The G20 countries made a commitment to reducing the gender gap in the workforce by 25% by 2025. If that can be done, it will bring 100 million women into the workforce. Prime Minister Tony Abbott described that target as a clear aspiration. But is it realistic? It's been the hot topic at a post-G20 conference in Brisbane, dubbed the International Dialogue on Women in Leadership. Belinda Hutchinson is the Chancellor of Sydney University. She's been taking part in these discussions, and she's speaking with Cathy Van Extel.
Well, I think the significance is that it's not actually just looking at each individual. It is actually looking at each individual country. It's not looking at it overall. It's not saying it's 25% as an overall target globally. It's saying each individual country has to make a clear plan to achieve a 25% increase in female participation. So if you're a country which has a much lower level than, say, Australia, your target's going to be a lot harder. We've got a target, though, too, and we've got to meet it. So I think it's great that every country, depending on wherever they are, has to meet that target themselves.
And what about the significance of female participation as being turned into an economic issue rather than a gender equality issue?
I don't really see that as the issue. I mean, obviously there's an economic outcome from this, and I think that's what will drive businesses to take it up, because they're putting dollar figures on what will this mean to the economy. So I think that's quite good, because it'll mean governments and businesses focus on it. I think we've also got to look at the societal side of it, though. I worry about women in the workforce and having the flexible workforce arrangement, work participation arrangements, to enable them to feel that they can still take on their caring role in the community. It's not just about their work. So we do need to make sure that we have proper parental leave, we have the proper workplace flexibility when they come back from leave, and that becomes an accepted part of our community expectations.
So you're talking about systemic change being something that needs to accompany the target?
Yes, absolutely. Look, I think we need societal change around this issue. This is not just a business issue. It's not a government issue. It's a societal issue. We need to really ensure that the community embraces giving women equal opportunity in the workforce, wherever it may be. And it's still not there.
You're talking about very profound change, particularly for some communities. Given that we're looking at a target of 2025, just 15 years, how realistic is this G20 target?
I think it's realistic. I think it's going to be tough, though. But that target's been set very publicly, and I think that's the sort of thing we need, because it actually sets the bar at a certain level. And each of these governments is made a commitment to achieve this. So they're going to have detailed plans as to how they're going to get there. So I think it's a really good thing. You know, I think, you know, it's about what gets measured gets done. You need targets because it provides the roadmap to get there.
Is there the accountability there? I mean, there certainly are accountability measures that are attached to the 2.1% economic growth target. But specifically for gender, I don't believe that they include those accountability measures.
Well, I don't think there's actually the detailed plans yet. So I think the detailed plans have yet to come. But I think the fact that there's been a public statement about a goal, then the plans will have to come. And then I think you look at people. People will tell the government's accountable for this. You know, and I think that's the thing we need to do. We need accountability around this.
Christine Lagarde from the IMF has welcomed the target, although she's criticised the G20 for going too soft. She believes that date should be brought forward. Is that realistic?
Look, I don't know about each of the individual countries. I would hope that Australia could do better, and I would hope that some of the, you know, Western countries could do better. I think there are other countries in the G20 which would struggle to meet these goals. I think it is quite aspirational. She might have some better data than I do.
So where does Australia lie then with that participation rate?
As I understand it, I heard we're ranked about number 10 in the world. So not bad, but we can do better.
You talked about the need for systems and structural change to go along with the increased participation. That's a huge challenge, isn't it, for some of the developing nations who have signed up to this pact?
Yeah, no, I absolutely agree. And that's where I think it is going to be much more challenging for them to meet these goals. You look at Australia, Australia's, you know, really done extraordinarily well in terms of the education stakes. 57% of our graduates from university are women. You look at the participation rates of women in the workforce, at, you know, particularly as they come out of university, come out of school, very, very strong. You know, the big issue we have is the drop-off rate when they meet those childbearing years and they have the expectations around having to look after their families and try and have a job. And that's where I think, you know, we need to get a lot smarter about workplace flexibility, around parental care and leave, and really sharing. And this is not just a woman's problem, this is a male's problem as well. We need to destigmatise society around men taking parental leave.
And so for some of those issues that you've just raised there, does it make it easier, that process easier, now that we've got something down as a commitment from the world's top 20 leaders that you need to deal with gender participation, that this is actually an economic issue that must be addressed?
Well, that's exactly what I think about this announcement. It is about global leaders standing up and saying this is really important. So I think it does destigmatise. You look at those global leaders, majority of them are men. So the fact that they've stood up and said this is seriously important for their countries, for their societies, I think it makes people sit up and take notice.
Australia was the host nation. It'll be handing over the baton to Turkey at the end of the year, and China will be the next G20 chair. So the three countries will be working together over the next year. How important is it for the Australian government to drive this gender target?
Well, I think Australia can really take a leadership role here. As I mentioned earlier, the fact is Australia has already got great educational outcomes. In terms of employment, not bad, but we could do a lot better. But I think we can get some easy runs. I think we can really achieve some significant improvement above the target that we set. And I think we should be aiming for that. And that's where we can show real leadership, because we already have a very, very well-educated female workforce. So we've got the capacity to drive those through if we've got the right policies. And, you know, this government is saying around parental leave, hopefully that, you know, gets through in terms of more, and there's more programs around workplace flexibility. So I think there really is an opportunity to do that.
25% by 2025. That's the goal for bringing women into the workforce. That's Belinda Hutchinson. She's a director of AGL Energy, but she's also the Chancellor at the University of Sydney, speaking with Cathy Van Exel.